Hi everyone, I'm Liam, and welcome to another episode of Exploring the NQS, a bonus series from the Early Education Show, exclusively for our Patreon supporters. So if you're listening to this, that means you're supporting the main show, which means I want to start with a big thank you. The main show will always be free, but those of you who choose to actually support us financially really, really help us and the show out. In Exploring the NQS, I've been taking a look at one element of the National Quality Standard, one at a time, until, very shortly, we'll have covered all 40. My background is as an early childhood educator and teacher, a centre director, and I currently oversee professional learning and development for Northside Community Service, a not-for-profit early education provider based in Canberra. All right, let's get started. This week, our first episode of 2020, we're looking at element 7.2.1, continuous improvement. It's part of Quality Area 7, Leadership and Service Management, and it's the first element of Standard 7.2, Leadership. The description for this element is, there is an effective self-assessment and quality improvement process in place. All right, so what's this one all about? This element really is, if I had to look at all the elements of the National Quality Standard, up there with one of my favourites. I think it's one of the most important elements of the National Quality Standard, but also one of the most interesting ones to grapple with. So this one's pretty easy to sort of break down in terms of what the big picture is here. The NQS is sort of saying that the early education services should always be continuing to improve. So it's not about saying we reach a particular level of quality and then we stop. So, you know, we might get an exceeding rating, but we don't sort of go, well, that's it. We've nailed how to provide early education. We're just going to stop what we're doing and, you know, sort of keep doing what we're doing. So there's this idea that the highest quality service are always looking for ways to continually improve and acknowledge that there's always things we can do better, there's always things we can improve on. But for me as well, the main reason this is really important is acknowledging one of the fundamental parts of the sector, which is we are constantly changing. The service is different, at least every 5 years when a group of children have moved through the service and a new group, have sort of come up. But really the service changes anytime, you know, a lot of children and families change and join us. We know that recruitment and retention in the sector is tough, so we know that there is turnover of staff. That's to be expected. So the service actually changes quite a lot. If you think back to the service you're working at now and think back to, you know, even 3-4 years ago, it will have been a really different place. You will have had, you know, for starters, different children and families accessing the service every day, probably a reasonably different team, maybe a different leader. So that means we can't rest on our laurels. We have to be looking for ways to doing, always checking in on ourselves with our quality and how can we continue to do what we do. And also that what we know about the practice in early education changes. We have more research. We have more things that we know are important. So that means we always need to be looking at ways to improve the way we do what we do. All right, so let's have a think about this element in practice. Apologies if you can hear the air conditioner behind me. I'm recording this at the start of January and it is very hot and very smoky. You may hear some slight creaking in my voice. I'm based in Canberra, as I've told people podcast before, and we've had some pretty hellacious time with smoke recently. So just apologies in advance for those two possible issues as you're listening to this recording. So thinking in practice, the first thing to think about really here is the quality improvement plan. This is a requirement of the National Quality Framework, and it's the key tool that we're sort of being asked to use to think about how we can plan to improve, identify areas of improvement, as well as acknowledge the strengths of the service, which is a really important part. Again, everyone should approach the quality improvement plan differently. So I don't want to tell people exactly how to do it. But obviously the fact you need to have one means you need to think about the best approach. I would really recommend starting with the default ASEQA template that is provided by ASEQA. For me, that's a great starting point, at least. There's a lot of things services need to do. There's a lot of things directors of services need to do. So if you have that starting point, you should really use it and then maybe think about how you can go beyond it later. But really the things about with the quality improvement plan is it's a document that should be usable and easy for the people who are regularly using it to engage with. So if you're not using the specific ASEQA template, or even if you are, you may want to change it or amend it. to make sure it's a document that is actually, you know, what we might call a living document. It's not something that sits in a file somewhere or is printed out, you know, once a year and popped on a shelf somewhere. How can we make sure we actually do it? And the particular things you want to think about then are the goals and the progress notes. The best advice I can give here is trying to get into the habit, and look, I'm the biggest hypocrite here. I'm not a great person at documenting, you know, things as they happen. I always have to sort of take a look back over the last 3 or 6 months, but you can save yourself a lot of time if you try and do small amounts more often. So try, you know, once a week, maybe setting aside a bit of time to just write a few things that have happened in those progress notes, because they're the meat of the quality improvement plan for me, where you can track the journey of the service. And we know during assessment and rating period, during the assessment and rating process, that's something that the authorised officers really like to see, is that they can show the journey of the service towards the particular goals people have set. I'm going to talk a bit more about the quality improvement plan under suggestions for nominated supervisors, because the nominated supervisors tend to take, you know, that responsibility for the documentation and the maintenance of the quality improvement plan. The next thing to think about in practice is that self-assessment process. This to me is, you know, is a really important part of this element and the work that happens in services. Obviously, the quality improvement plan is a big part of that, but it sits within a process of self-assessment. The NQS particularly calls out things like staff performance, how are educators performing, how the key documents of the NQF use, how we manage feedback from families that may be, you know, positive and negative. But the idea of having something in place that's really clear and understandable around that self-assessment process is really important. And it's difficult and challenging. The work that happens in centres is really difficult and complex. It can be tricky to ask people to sort of sit back and say, what are the things you think you can improve on? What are those areas that we want to focus on to do better? I know we talked, if we circle right back to quality area one when we started this over a year ago, I talked about in that critical reflection element, one of the big challenges is it's really hard to ask people who are working incredibly hard at a difficult job to then take time to go, gee, what can I improve? What can I be critical about myself on? And this kind of takes that point and raises it to the service level. You're asking, you know, a service that is doing the best it can with, you know, crazy ratios and lack of pay and all those different kinds of things. And then as an entire service go, now let's take some time to think, what can we do better at? And that should be acknowledged, that that's a difficult thing, but it is really important. And separating out that personal from the professional is really important. And I think this, you can really do this at a service level, because you can bring people together to say, what are the things we can improve on? It's why it's great the ASEQA template has the summary of strengths as well. But the process around how are we deciding on the goals? How are we deciding what goes into the QIP? That kind of falls within this process of how we meet with people, how we engage families in the process, how we engage children in that process, where we identify the things we want to be improving on. And it can be proactive and reactive. Ideally, we want to be proactive. So we want to be sitting down and going, you know, here are the things we think we're doing really well, but here are the things we want to really focus on for the next however long. But it can also be reactive. There may be particular incidents that happen in the service. There may be a big changeover of staff. So the focus needs to become on, you know, inducting new educators. You may have more children who have more inclusion needs than you used to dealing with, those kind of things. And there's nothing wrong with being reactive. I think sometimes we think we're on the back foot when we're being reactive, but that's responding to the changing conditions of the service. So for me, that's totally okay. And the last thing to think about here in practice is that idea of in practice, actually doing those things in practice, you know, using the quality improvement plan, engaging with a self-assessment process on a day-to-day, sort of week-to-week basis. That's the real challenge. We can, again, people are incredibly busy and people are working incredibly hard. So it's very easy for these processes to sometimes fall into, you know, doing done at the last minute, or, you know, when that email pops through saying that the notification of assessment and rating, we suddenly start thinking about the quality improvement plan. People shouldn't beat themselves up too much for that. I think that will be with us in the sector for as long as there is an early education sector to be working in. But if we can think about it, obviously makes things a lot easier for us, and it means we're engaging with that self-assessment process, you know, meaningfully, if we are embedding it in the work we do. And again, you know, I'm going to talk a bit about that in the suggestions for nominated supervisors section. right, so let's get to that section. So suggestions for nominated supervisors. I'm going to spend a bit more time, I think, in these sections with this quality area because this, you know, leadership and service management often sits with the nominated supervisor and their interaction and engagement with the approved provider. So a couple of things here is, and you can probably use this bit of advice for a whole bunch of stuff in the NQF, but really for this continuous improvement piece, is start simple. Start, you know, with things that, you know, maybe are the biggest priorities of the service. I think sometimes we can fall victim to when we see the quality improvement plan in front of us and we've got all the elements, we've got all the quality areas that we have to, you know, come up with these amazing goals and plans for every single thing we're doing. And that's not achievable. So we want to really narrow down to particular things we want to be working at. If you have a previous assessment and rating result, you know, maybe where there were there was guidance from the authorized officers on particular things to focus on. Obviously, if there are elements rated working towards, they would be your starting point. But you want to really think what's meaningful and achievable. So starting simple and then building out as you go along. You might add new things as they come along. You might, sort of close off particular goals as you think they've been achieved. But starting simple and building out is the best way to go. I do recommend if you're a new centre director or you're at a new service, is use the ASEQA template to start with. It's there. It's approved. It's from the regulator. So, or from the overarching body regulating the law and regulations in the sector. You should at least use that to start. And then it may be that you then go to a different template that's more useful for you, or you might amend and change the ASEQA template. But my advice has always been to people, particularly directors, is if they have examples of things to use, you know, on the ASEQA side, use them because they're there for a reason. And it is that idea of really just focus on what you're actually focusing on, not what you think you have to focus on. This is a tricky one to sort of articulate, but I think sometimes we feel the pressure to be going, we should be focusing on particular things. There might be a particular craze sweeping the nation, you know, at the moment, or whatever it is. And, you know, but as a service, you're not really spending time on that. You, as a service, you might be really struggling with sustainable practices or inclusion or something like that. But, you know, you're talking to your colleague down the road or you're reading social media and they're kind of all obsessed with, you know, something else at the moment. So you feel like, well, I need to make sure I add that so it looks like I'm doing the right thing. Really use the quality improvement plan on what you're actually focusing on. You know, it might be something as what seems kind of straightforward as incident reporting and getting people to use that process in a particular way. If that's the thing that's causing issues or the thing you really want to improve, put that in the quip. Focus on what you're actually focusing on, not what you think or other people tell you have to be focusing on. The other thing here is particularly, good advice, I think, probably for every quality area, but I think particularly for this one, because it is a big overarching focus, is, you know, bring others into this process. Really don't go it alone. Particularly starting, I think, with the team leaders, that centre leadership team in the service, they should have buy-in to the quality improvement plan as well. They should know what the key goals are. They should know what the key practices are. But really broadening that out to as far as you can, involving children, involving educators, involving families, in ways that are manageable and that you're still leading that process and we're not just adding everything in so that everyone has a say. But you really want to, you know, give people, you know, the opportunity to buy in, so you have different ideas, you have different things coming in. If you're part of a broader organization, bringing colleague centers in, talking with center directors who work in your network, center directors in your, you know, in your area as well, if you're a standalone, you know, really thinking about who can you bring in to sort of share this goal with. The idea is we want everyone involved in service improvement, and that's how we know that, you know, that things get done when multiple people are involved. It's not resting on the shoulders of one person. And nominated supervisors have enough to do as it is, I would say. And then they've got some points for the quality improvement plan. Seems strange giving points for the quality improvement plan in the element that's mostly about the quality improvement plan, but I'll do my best. These ones are, again, pretty simple and straightforward and should be tailored, I think, to work in the service you're working in. But one would be the quality improvement plan is updated regularly following meetings involving members of the service community. So that's really about saying that, obviously, we have to be updating the quip regularly, but we want to say this is following opportunities for meetings with, you know, the service community, which for me, the community is always children, families, and educators first, as well as, you know, broadening that out. And then the second point for the quip would be the director leads a clear self-assessment process that includes all members of the service community. So this is a bit of a broader point about the director being in charge of that overall process of which the quip is a part. And again, involving members of the service community as best you can is really important. All right, that's it for another element of the National Quality Town. We only have two to go, believe it or not. We're going to have this wrapped up in a little while. As I said, we'll then have a Quality Area 7 overview, and then I'm thinking about how I could do a sort of episode that sort of tries to overview the entire of the NQF. I don't know if that's possible, but I'll be having a think about that over the next couple of weeks. But thanks to everyone who's enjoying me, enjoying the slightly croaky voice today and probably the sound of the air conditioning. And we'll be back next week with the Element 7.2.2, which I'm looking forward to. It's going to be educational leadership. It should be a really fun one. Until then, it's goodbye from me.